from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome from Window Rock, Arizona, Mr. Hatafli is in the house. Singer, songwriter, and poet. He has just released his sixth album out entitled Singing in the Darkness. He'll be by shortly to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay comes from the TDG Agency.
You've started a business. Now how do you grow your brand? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing, advertising, websites, videos, logos, and more to build brand equity on messaging solutions with measurable results to match your goals. Online at tdg.agency.
All right, it's time to hook it up. Let's get the show started with music from our guest, Hatafli. This is Laugh Out Loud. That was music from Hatafli, and he's going to be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, Sanupa. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
soldado mueve el hijo y lo hace una peje y un inga bien aliente. Ay, güey, leo en alemán, chalo en abacuer. A mi soldado le bebo a mano un y su mamá. Dicen, hijo de la.
music from Nahiwak. Somnambulist. All right, we're going to head way down to Argentina. Tribalistas. This is Vela Invencia. I'm Larry Kay. We are indigenous in music.
Você é assim, sonho pra mim. E quando não te vejo, eu penso em você desde o amanhecer até quando eu me deito. Eu gosto de você.
Thank you. music from The Tale of Groove, She Ran Around, off the Chilled Pill Volume 1 album. Hey, right now, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and take a look around. And hey, check out our shirt shack, our artist-sponsored shirt shack. I always forget to mention it. You guys can buy t-shirts over there. That's at indigenousandmusicandarts.org. Come take a visit. It's brand new. All right, from the Cherokee Nations, here's Lightfoot. This is Indian Summer. I'm Larry Kay. We are indigenous in music.
Now it's the summertime, everything is feeling fine. And today I see the sunshine is all mine. And I'm thanking God every day. Cause when I see my people smiling, I know everything is okay. And by the way, I'm in the mood for a barbecue. Where the homies at? What they gonna do? It's the weekend, bring the freaks in. Tell them life foot's down and we can begin. It's a celebration on the reservation. All them ladies, it's serving up conversation. Looking like some Indian goddesses. I got some game, so I'm making them promises. Grubbing on the food that we cooked up. I just got paid, so everybody's hooked up. And it's moments like these I can treasure. No need to thank me, homie, it's my pleasure.
Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day.
Yeah, I'm making my selection in that direction. And it's the cutie with the brown skin, dick complexion. What's up, baby? Nice to meet you. Can I greet you? I'm picturing your nightgown in the see-through. But first, let's take a walk through the park. And we can talk about how we done broke your heart. But we don't have to if you don't want to. I'd be glad to take a dip over by the swimming pool. And I can rub you down with the lotion. I got the potion. And your body curves like the ocean. Or we could just feel the breeze and reminisce all about them high school memories. Or maybe just take a ride. It's convertible when them sages looking good on them brown eyes. I'ma stay true, that's true. But today, baby, I'ma get with you.
Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day. Indian summer day, summer day, summer day.
Kids wanna play, and I remember when I used to be the same way. Hide and go seek, three little homies deep, and they doing kick the can up the street. Another smile, meanwhile, old genius balling on the court, and he's screaming foul. Like I said it in the first verse, my family and homies, they always come first.
What you can't forget, I can't regret, especially when I vision on the sunset. It's almost over, and like I told you, I'm a soldier, and I'ma get with cutie for the day's over. But first, I'ma sip a few, it's kinda cool, lounge and appreciate the summer view. Cause it ain't too many days like these, until the homies can't be with us. Rest in peace.
Summer day, summer day. Summer day, 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 summer day
I remember the times at the brook, the fish that we took, my wet foot, the shoreside fires made when our folks didn't look, picking worms and setting the hook, smoking cigarettes that my cousins took. We learned from the lands, boy, we didn't use books. My big cousin John taught me to always share my catch with the elderly and to take off my hat when I walked in to deliver their caught snack or get a slap upside the head. Yeah, good smack, cause the old folks, they don't tolerate that. And that also went for the rabbits we trapped, the eels we speared, and the moose and deer we tracked. Yeah, I remember all of that.
Remember the time we walked
every day.
Remember the time.
Mullah boy.
Remember the time we walked
with my family.
Remember the time.
Every day I remember. And I remember the times down at the beach with my older cousins. We take our uncle's boats, a full dozen of us, young brats, pulling out on low tide on the water flats. My cousin Andy, pants to his ankles, waving his wang at the traffic passing. We laughed and pulled pranks. To our grandparents, we gave thanks for building a family of badass tanks. We own the world, free to roam the trees, mountains, streams, and water lines. Even when times were tough, things felt just fine. We always had a place to eat. Ma's, grandma's, Aunt Peg's, Aunt Mary's, or Aunt Irene's. We were so damn spoiled with love, blessed with those mothers from Giscabigia.
Remember the time we walked
every day.
Remember the time.
Mullah boy.
Remember the time we walked
with my family.
Remember the time.
Every day I remember. Hey, remember Irene's canteen? The arcade and soft ice cream? Pac-Man and Centipede, cheeseburgers, french fries, and it was all free, it seemed. I'll never be able to pay back my aunts and uncles for everything they've ever done for me, for everything that they've ever taught me, the times they would watch over me, the times they took care of me. And I know that it wasn't just for me. Every damn one of us, you took us in with no fuss. Even though we did bad stuff, even though we liked to cuss, even though some of us were constantly in handcuffs, I remember the times that defined us. This one's for my family, Emset Nogama, to each one of us, Gisalu.
Remember the time we walked
every day.
Remember the time.
I'm a Mullah boy.
Remember the time.
That's music from Q052.
Remember the time.
I know where I'm
and
from.
That's Remember. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Hatafali, will be in our spotlight. We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it. We're doing it the indigenous way. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. And hooked us up. Indigenous and Music Radio Show is available anywhere you hear your podcast. Indigenous and Music with Larry K is on the go. From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida, Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Window Rock, Arizona, Mr. Hatafli is in the house. Singer, songwriter, and poet, he has just released his sixth album, entitled Singing Into the Darkness. There's a new musical movement happening on the Navajo Nation. Let's find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's his first visit. Let's welcome Mr. Hatafli. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Larry? I'm pretty awesome.
I'm doing good over here in Sarasota, Florida. Nice and hot over here, about 95. What's it like over there in Arizona?
It's tough touching the upper 90s, you know, getting a little sweat on my back and walking around in a hat.
Oh, yeah, I know what that feeling's like. Well, hey, it's great to have you on the show. I've been jamming to your music. Good, good stuff. I love it.
Thanks.
Yes, and where are you calling in from tonight? You at home?
No, I'm currently in Albuquerque. Oh, I'm I have a little studio here.
Cool, cool. It's your first visit. Let's start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album. So go ahead and hit the stage. Welcome. Now, how did it all start? I know you've started young. Where did you, how old were you when you first hit the first stage?
I haven't really hit any stages, honestly. I've only barely started playing live in the past year or two.
Oh, wow.
But I started recording music. I went to a boarding school for high school, and I made music in my dormitory in my early years of high school, and that's kind of where I started.
Okay.
Just kind of a lot of repetitive stuff and just doing it over and over again until I got better than the last day.
Did you do any recording on the phone? Because I see a lot of young folks recording off their phone.
It's pretty good. It's easy, you know.
Yeah.
It's efficient for sure. GarageBand. Yeah. But I feel like if you do it on a bigger platform, like a laptop or something, it just makes it a little bit more, just a little bit more intricate.
Right, right. Now in the office here, we've been listening to Midnight Soldier and the whole album today, and some good sounds. You said it sounded like it came from the 70s. How's that hit doing?
Oh,
new release.
Pretty good, I guess. You know, people are telling me that they like it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll be doing our job and getting it out there for you for sure.
Now, thanks, Larry.
What musician inspired you the most, would you say?
I like The Replacements, the band. I listened to a lot of them when I was first starting out.
Oh, The Replacements used to come into Minneapolis a lot, so I used to see them years back. I'm surprised you like them.
That's
So you play the guitar. How many guitars you own right now?
I think I have 7.
Jeez. Yeah. What's your favorite?
Well, that's included. I'm cheating. That's including the two bass guitars, and a couple of acoustic guitars.
Sure. Who helped you produce your album?
Joel Jerome from Los Angeles.
Right on. And he did most of the work for you, or did you get to help out?
He just kind of like, he did all the electronic mixing board stuff that I couldn't do. For the most part, he just kind of, you know, laid back and let me do the recording and all that.
Right.
But, you know, without him, there's no way I would have been able to man all of that stuff there.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
He knew what to do and how to do it. And also he knew how to stay out of the way. And, you know, we had a real good time.
Sure. Now, this is a brand new album. Have you been having any problems getting the music out there?
Oh, yeah. This is my first album with like a record label.
Okay.
And so it has been a very deep learning experience.
Right.
And, you know, all just very interesting all around.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you haven't toured much, and the album's going to probably get you some success out there. Are you planning on some tours?
Sure. I mean, it's just kind of hard to find a practice space out here. And I have bandmates, but, you know, that's the main thing. I'm just organizing. This would be my, like, first tour style thing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just trying to learn how to organize and fit everybody's schedules in and all that.
Sure, sure. What do you do on your spare time?
I just kind of hang around and like draw or write, and I just look around. My parents got me a TV It's like yesterday. And so, I think I'm gonna start watching. I've been meaning to start watching movies more, like just random movies. And so I think I'm gonna start getting into movies again.
Sure, you might even try acting.
Yeah.
Act your way right on stage.
Oh,
Well, good to have you on the show. How do we get a hold of you?
yeah. I guess I'm on Instagram.
Okay. Best way.
That's usually the only thing I do really is just do Instagram.
Right on. Well, good to have you on the show, and I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Hatathli. He is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Read all about him on our new website at indigenousandmusic.com. Hatathli, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for showing up tonight. Great to have you on.
Always a pleasure, Larry.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. Any new developments, we'll play them for you. For sure.
Sure.
All right. Keep up the great work. We're going to play you his current release. Here is Midnight Soldier. All right. There we go. Bam.
That
Cool.
was fun.
Yeah. That was Midnight Soldier. In case you're just tuning in, Hatathli was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
by room every day and cry a prayer. I still light the candles, hoping she'll find her way.
Tracy Lee Nelson. All right, here's Burnstick, Some Kind of Hell. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
There's no lie can save you from yourself, but no better now, now you need to go. All my will is gone. When all my days are done.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's music from Tracy Bone, and that's Soldier of Love off her No Lies album. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry K comes from the TDG Agency.
You have a business. How do you know you're reaching your marketing goals? TDG is an Indigenous-owned agency creating marketing solutions, such as websites and more, with measurable results. Online at tdg.agency.
We just keep doing it right. We're Indigenous styling it.
Foolish when sometimes, but it's still my birthday.
We're doing it the Indigenous way.
Every day.
And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Let's hook it up now with Shawit.
Let's hook it up. Qui a-t-il dans cette île? Qui a-t-il dans cette ville? Une ouverture d'esprit et le rêve d'une meilleure vie. Pour certains c'est chill, pour d'autres c'est plus difficile. Mais malgré les soucis, l'espoir nous sourit. L'espoir d'un meilleur avenir, l'espoir de nous voir grandir.
Float together on an island, your land and my land. This land was made for you and me, paid for, stolen and lied for, laughed at and cried for. Hey, look what we died for. An island in a dream, a mountain on a river, a meeting point, a safe place, I land and deliver. We went from trappers to rappers, from logging to blogging, triumphant disasters. Hey, what's the story of this mountain on an island, surrounded by a river, just a little taste of dry land? Your land, my land, why don't we share land? Couldn't care land, a bear land, beavers and a hare land. You gotta listen to hear it, you just don't understand, and maybe that's why you fear it. Birds of a feather make your makusham comble, all in this together and we'll make your ensemble. Makusham Montréal.
Yeah.
That's music from Show It and So Called. I'm Larry K. Hope you're enjoying today's show. And if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on our music page at indigenousmusic.com. Come on over and check us out. We got a brand new website you will love. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.